You're listening to SBS News.
When Jack Charles recently met the brother he had never known, he was given a startling insight into the size of his newfound extended family.
And he said, "Jack, Dad had 13 of us to different women." I said, "That's funny. Mum had 13 of us to different men, etc." They were breeding, you know, in those days, a baker's dozens. You know, it was after the war.
Uncle Jack was the first elder to give evidence before Victoria's Yeroook Truth-Telling Commission about his experience being taken from his mother when he was 4 months old. He wasn't reunited with her until he was 18 and only recently learnt the true identity of his Wurundjeri father through the SBS program Who Do You Think You Are?
Oh, it was a big moment for me, you know, have been able to tick the box as far as completing my journey of discovering a family, etc. It's been a long journey. You know, most of it's been hidden, denied from me, stolen from me.
Yes.
And so it's a blessing that I'm in this unique position where people have information and they're tripping over themselves to give me this information about who I am.
At the official opening of public hearings last month, Commission Chairwoman Eleanor Burke spoke of Yeroook's importance in the history of the country.
It's a unique opportunity for Aboriginal people, First Peoples, to tell their story about what happened around so-called settlement in Australia.
It's probably something that should have happened earlier when you think about it, but that's the way it's evolved, and I think we're probably better prepared for these things.
Deputy Chair Sue-Ann Hunter also spoke of the task ahead.
I'm in such a privileged position to hear so many stories, not only from our elders, from, you know, our families, our youth. You know, these stories of resilience, of survival, but also of atrocity, and some stories that have never been told or heard before.
The inquiry has been given the job of establishing an official public record of Indigenous experiences since British colonisation. The Commission will deliver an interim report in June and will make final recommendations on reform and redress to the Victorian Government by the middle of 2024, with those findings used to guide the state's treaty negotiations. Gareth Borum, SBS News.